Evangelistic Temperance. Chapter 1. The Lord's Wish. Temperance is self-control. Evangelistic temperance. Christian temperance is self-control in all things, of body, soul, and spirit. 4. He which strives for the mastery is temperate, controls himself, in all things. This is the only true temperance. And this is in order that we may glorify God in both body and spirit, glorify Him, and Him alone, in all things, and so meet the object of our creation and of our redemption. The Lord has created and redeemed the body as really as He has the soul. He cares for the body as really and as fully as He does for the soul. And He wants us to care for the body as really and as fully as we care for the soul. Therefore He has said, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Thus it is certain that the wish of the Lord is that our prosperity and health shall be evenly balanced with our prosperity of soul, or spirit. No one will for a moment question that God has given directions and prescriptions abundant to assure the prosperity of the soul. Everyone knows that everyone who will sincerely accept the word of God as to the good of his soul will assuredly find his soul prospering abundantly. Yet, as the Lord has recorded his wish, above all things, that our health may prosper evenly with our souls, it certainly follows that He has given directions and prescriptions assuring prosperity in health evenly with the directions and prescriptions assuring prosperity of soul. Yet this is very little thought of, even by professed Christians, and by many who happen to think of it, it is not believed sufficiently to lead them to an honest study of the Word of God to know what He has said on the subject, and then give it a place in the life. Many will bear great concern about the prosperity of their souls, to the utter neglect of their health, when if only they would take thought and care as to how they are living, and correct that by the word of God, the prosperity of their souls would be so abundant that there would be no room for anxiety in the matter. Many people will ask for prayers that they may enjoy the blessing of God, when all that is needed is that they quit using some pernicious thing in food or drink. Many will call for the elders of the church to pray that they may not be sick, when all that is needed is simply a good bath, or perhaps only a good hot foot bath. They will ask for prayers for recovery from sickness, when a bath, or perhaps only a foot bath, would have entirely prevented the sickness. Now we are not saying anything against calling for the elders of the church or praying for the sick, but we do say that the Lord never intends that prayers shall take the place of thought and common sense in everyday, simple things. He does not intend that He and miracles shall be substituted for individuality and intelligence. He has given us responsibility, intellect, and judgment. He has given us His Word and His Spirit to be our knowledge and guide. In His Word He has told us that, above all things, He wishes that we may be in health. In His Word and our own bodies He has made every possible provision that, by the cooperation of His Word and ourselves, we may indeed, above all things, prosper and be in health according to His wish. That we may do all that is possible to help in this great thing, we shall publish, in this department of evangelistic temperance, the Bible principles of evangelistic health, which are essential to evangelistic temperance, as well as the principles of evangelistic temperance itself.